Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CORREE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
On Instagram.
Please hit the like.
And subscribe.
Notifications if you would, please.
Yes.
Trying to build this, baby.
Man, it's been a journey, and I would like to say thank you to everyone.
Yes.
For all your support.
Yes.
I just found out we were nominated.
Yes, we were.
For the best podcast.
Yes.
In Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
No, best comedy.
Comedy podcast.
Podcast in Cleveland.
Yes. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yes. I had no idea. Yeah. Shout out to KC.
Shout out to KC. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And she let us know, yeah.
Yeah, she let us know. I had no idea.
Me neither.
It was an honor to even know
that you're nominated.
Yeah,
I mean, we haven't won, but we're nominated.
We're nominated, and you know what? Just to be in the honorable mentions of the other people that's in the category,
yeah,
that's putting in that work.
Right.
You know, kudos to anyone that's doing anything in the entertainment, and especially in the comedy field, that's putting in that work. And I know it's tough. I know it's hard. Good luck to all of you guys.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
So to the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
So what's going on, man?
Slow motion. It's been real slow.
Real slow.
Slow.
Real slow. Kind of on the comedy front.
Yes.
Everything else has been running full steam ahead.
Full speed ahead. You know, because life is definitely life. Definitely lifing. We've been slow on the comedy.
Yeah.
Because, I think it was more voluntarily. Because we've been doing other things.
Yeah, 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 100%. Yeah.
We've been pushing the podcast. We've been having guests on.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that's been a part of our movement and our growth.
Yeah, sure.
It means a lot to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It means a lot to us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for everybody. You know, this is episode what?
166.
166. Wow.
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 Yeah.
We did 166 episodes.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Crazy. I mean, and we've gotten better. You know what I mean?
The equipment, I think so.
The equipment's gotten better.
Shout out to
Andre, my boy Andre. He's a silent partner in this thing. He's
a friend of the show.
Very good friend of the show.
Been Thank you,
friend
Andre.
Of mine forever. And yeah, he's a
gratitude.
Appreciate you, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
because if you think our video quality is looking better, has gotten better.
Yeah.
It's Andre.
It's Andre.
If you can see the ash on my knuckles, thanks, Andre.
100%.
Absolutely.
He wants to show my nasty teeth to the world. That's his last joke. He just wants to make sure the picture is clear enough so he can say, yeah, look at those teeth. Still bad. Damn, Jay.
And you know, yeah. I'm not saying anything. I don't know what he's talking about.
No.
But I'm just saying, for the quality of the video.
It's going to be nice and clean so everyone can see my front. It's not so good.
You know, and I got a hangnail here. It's right there. I'm not flipping the world.
Yeah, thank you. No, you better not.
It looks like it is, but it's actually a hangnail right there. And I've been trying to pull it out, but it's
those are the worst, man.
It's the worst. I don't know why it's happening. It's so weird.
It's such a little piece of skin.
Yeah.
And then when you get it, it hurts forever.
I want to rip it out.
Don't do it.
I'm going to rip it out and chew on it.
It's going to hurt even worse.
I like to chew on it. I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, man. So
yeah, we're working on this. Well, we have a date. Might as well give it to the world, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, Midnight Paco presents.
Wait a minute. First of all, this is the first.
Yes.
Midnight Paco presents event.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it going to be at?
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Erie, Pennsylvania. And you know, we'll get further in details with the address and who's going to be on that venue.
Yep.
It's going to be food. It's going to be drinks.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes, it is. Can't wait, man.
I'm excited.
Couple months,
about
baby.
It.
It's going to be rocking. We'll
Heck
see.
Yeah.
Get the flyer out soon.
Come celebrate with Midnight Paco.
What's going on in the world, man? I don't even know what's going on.
There's a lot of things going on in the world. You got, we just had 216 Day, and congratulations to everybody that participated in 216 Day. That's a celebration of the Cleveland artists and the Cleveland talent. There's a lot of people involved in that. So congratulations to everybody that participated in 216 Day. Shout out to them.
Yeah, I missed it.
I missed it, too, because I was on the road. I missed the All-Star Game.
Yeah.
The second time stamps.
That was on Sunday, right?
It was.
Yeah, dude, I ain't get out of work.
Was it? Sunday, Saturday?
Yeah, because Saturday, I think, was the challenges and everything. I think Sunday was the actual game.
Yeah.
I know I didn't get out of work till late.
I was at work, too. I missed the Super Bowl. That happened, too, since our last episode.
Yes, but we said congratulations to Charles Walden on the, you know.
Absolutely. On the Eagles. We did. Yeah. Yes, we did.
Yeah,
you know what?
We talked to him
about it. We talked to Charles Walden. Shout out to Charles Walden. Hey, man, thanks for tuning in. He is one of our, one of my comedy influences and heroes.
I remember him from Def Jam.
Hey, I'm glad. Hey, it was a beautiful and was a blessing. Thank you for joining us on that episode. Please don't forget to tune in to that. It was an interesting interview. Anybody that, you know, remember seeing him on Def Comedy Jam and on also Comic View on BET, you know, it's good to see him still out here and he's looking good. He's healthy. He's doing his thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, dude, 36 years.
36 years in the game. That's an accomplishment.
We're four.
Yeah, we're 4 years old. He's 36.
He started at 18, man.
He's definitely OG to us in the game.
Dude, I wish we would. You know what? I'm glad we started when we did. I just hate the fact that it takes so long to build such a big following to try and do anything. You know what I mean? It's so hard because when you start from the mud, you know what I mean? It's just like, what the hell? Nobody knows us. We're in this little building. Think about what we're doing, where we're at, and how many people are around us at this point in time just doing nothing, sitting on the couch, scratching their... You know what I mean?
No, I don't think they're doing that. I think they're locked into their
lives.
Their lives of going to work and coming home and...
Relaxing.
And you know, you'd be surprised just like at my job...
Sitting on the couch, relaxing, scratching their stuff.
Well, no, just think... like, for example, it's a lot of people at my job...
Like, F this job...
It's a lot of people at my job, and it's probably at every job that's all doing something else. What the pandemic did, it opened up a lot of things like that people wanted to do, and they started doing it. And then the jobs opened back up, and then mm-hmm. they have to do that. Or even before that, you know, we got a lot of talented musicians that's working regular 9 to 5.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We got people out there doing stuff. I'm saying there's a lot of people.
An artist where I work at. I mean, you know. And
yeah, does a lot of good work.
Dope work.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
It's amazing.
And it's like, you know, it's a lot of people that unfortunately they're locked into a program. Like, think about this program. Like, did we really sign up to work 40 hours a week?
No, but they they
40 plus years of our lives.
They program you from school.
And only to, like, enjoy or retire and live, like, maybe 15 or 15, 20 years tops retire mm-hmm. to enjoy that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a program that we really sign up for that. And but I'm telling you, this younger generation is like, no, we're not doing that. We're not signing up for that.
But look, I love the younger generation, but they're also coddled, and they don't get kicked out like a lot of people in our generation did or were forced, you know, by their parents, because it was a harder time. You know what I mean? Not everybody. My parents, they didn't even, I could move back tonight. You know what I mean? Right. And they'd be fine. But there's a lot of people out there like, no, you got to go. And they had to suffer and do stuff. And since they had to, a lot of them keep their kids in, and they don't deal with society as much as we did growing up. You know what I mean? And kind of prepared us. I mean, so they're not used to going out in the world and working hard for shit, which the problem is, that's how you survive, unfortunately.
Well, yes, but things has changed.
A lot. I get it. The internet's created a lot of freedom.
Well, in addition to that, like, times has changed.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of young people that's not in a hurry to get their driver's license.
Yeah.
Why? Because there's a lot of share ride apps mm-hmm. and programs. Uber, Lyfts, and things like that. They're not in a hurry to get their license. They're like, drive for what?
That's
when they
crazy.
Can be chauffeur. So that's a big change.
Yeah, I know.
So they're not in a hurry to learn how to drive or get their driver's license and get a car. And that's a lot of things that people go to work for.
Yeah, to pay for their car. Yeah.
And gas and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not doing that. There's a lot of like live share programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people. A lot of people like, they got like roommate apps.
I was going to say, yeah. Yeah.
And Airbnb there. So that pretty much split the cost in half.
Right.
And plus, the times has changed also. Like, we used to say, or our parents used to tell us, you can't make any money or make a living playing those darn games all day. You got to get out and do something. That's changed.
A lot.
A lot of gamers are out here being millionaires.
Yeah, they are.
So a lot of, times, in addition to what you said, times has also changed.
I agree.
Because, like I said, these ride share programs, these living share programs.
I know, but I can't.
It's cutting, but you're not of that generation.
I know.
It's cutting the cost of living and travel down tremendously, where you could probably do other things to profit, like maybe be a gamer or a YouTuber or a content creator.
Mm.
You can live off of that with very little money. Because you're not wasting the money with the expensive living and travel.
And car, yeah.
And travel. So you can stack your money that way, be a content creator. You can. These kids are also gambling on these games.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're learning gambling because you don't have to necessarily, especially in Ohio, you don't have to go to the casino to gamble anymore. You can do it off your phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So the youth and other people, they're also using that as a form of income.
Oh, I know.
You file taxes on it.
Oh, I know.
It's a form of income.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, the jobs and money opportunities are not going away. They're evolving.
There's a lot more opportunity. You just got to take advantage of it.
Or you just have to see where the change is.
Yeah. I mean, but you got to have an interest in it, too. I mean, just because you can gamble doesn't mean everybody's going to
do
it.
No, it doesn't mean that everybody's going to do it. But if you want to evolve, if your job is being replaced by machines or computers, you can either whine about it. You could be like, mirror, my job is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can be like, for example, I'm a trucker. I see that world is changing.
Mm-hmm.
People don't think it's going to happen, but the unmanned trucks, they're out there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They've been out there for 10 years plus now.
Yeah, because they've had to work on them and tweak them and make them better.
They're out there.
Yeah.
So I know that that's changing. So either I'm going to mirror about it, or I'm going to look and see how I can be a part of that change or what I can do with that.
Yeah.
You know, like with these drones and these remote things and, you know, for landscapers, for example, it's like I'm a landscaper. Okay. That business is evolving too. The things that you think
everything does.
Is evolving.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that the garbage man ever would have thought, because when I was coming up, garbage day was like, it sounded like an event. I heard guys out there talking and laughing, banging cans around. This is when metal cans was out. Right. This is when you had a driver and at least two guys hanging off the back of the garbage truck, picking up
cans and dumping
Dumping them, talking. You heard talking and banging cans.
Right.
That's garbage day. That's the sound of garbage day. Versus now, you need one driver.
Right.
And all you see is a mechanical arm come out, grab the garbage and boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
That's a sign of the job evolving.
You know, they got to go back and dump to the dump every time they're full and come back to where they're at and finish that route.
Hey, you know, whatever it has to be done.
But one those dumps aren't very, they're not close.
Well, one is a dump. Well, I mean, one is supposedly for recycling.
Yeah, no.
But they... That was a lie.
Yeah.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Found out that was a lie here in Cleveland, but...
Yeah, here in Cleveland, man, everyone knew that was a lie. They go and dump that shit right and everything. Everything's together.
But the trick was, they was fining you for not separating.
Yeah.
Who was getting that money?
I mean, but how do they know?
They found out that was a lie.
Yeah, because how would they know if you're not separating shit?
Because they see if you put some garbage in the recycle and it's not cans and plastic, they're gonna be like,
but how do they know what house it came from? Especially if you're in a bag and you throw it in a bag into the can, they don't know what's in that bag.
Because so in Cleveland, each garbage can
signifies garbage, but you have
each
bags.
Garbage can, garbage is required to be in a garbage bag.
Yeah.
I mean, in the garbage can.
Yeah.
Each garbage can is assigned to each house. They have the recycle and they have the regular.
Yeah. I get it. But when they dump it, they're dumping bags of garbage in that bitch. It doesn't tell you what's in the bag. So if you have a bottle in that bag and it's not in the recyclable bin, doesn't mean you're there. How are they going to tell if it's in a garbage bag that's in the garbage can?
I don't know how they tell.
That's what I'm saying. So they don't know.
But I'm
going to
tell you how my household tell. Because my mom come popping up like, Dad, I'm going here. She come out the garbage. This going to recycle.
Oh, my mother-in-law does the same. But.
That's how they know. Yeah. My mom works for them. Dad, I'm going to garbage. This going to recycle. Hey, mommy.
Love you, mom.
Yeah, she come out the garbage can like,
Yep.
That don't go in here. That goes in the recycle. That's garbage. That go in the garbage now. That don't go in the recycle. I'm like, Ma, why do you care so much?
Yeah, right? Because, man, they follow the rules and they think they're going to get fined.
Right. Well,
because they scare them.
Well,
don't be scared.
You know, once upon a time, before they found out that was a lie, they was writing tickets in fluorescent green letters.
For what?
Putting the garbage in the recycle.
No, they were not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, they weren't.
I mean, once, before they found out that was a lie, somebody was pocketing those fines. You know, like, oh, you know, because if you knew that the whole system was garbage, right?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, this is a way we can make some money, Jay.
Right. Fine.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I would be that person. If I worked for the sanitation and I knew that...
No, you would not.
If I knew...
Just give regular people fines. You would make that up.
Wait
that's
a minute.
Personality.
If I knew that it was all a fraud, they'd be like, you know what, Rest Press? You're on this route. and you wrote out this many tickets, you're going to get a bonus, buddy.
Oh, my Lord.
Everybody getting fine.
Oh,
fine?
You want, you, if they coming.
Oh, yeah.
Fine's, you want to put that in that garbage bag?
Yeah.
Ticket. How much?
I don't know.
$15.
15?
Times 23 houses on this, you know, block. What I
mean? Yeah. That's a good bonus check. That's good bonus check. But yeah.
Sucker.
Yeah.
He was sucker to the man.
Hey. Damn. I'm a sucker to the money.
Don't even say that.
Money.
That's what they get you. I know there you already said you'd sell me out.
What do you mean?
For money.
No, what I said was.
Sold. That's what you said.
This is what I said, Justin. If anyone wants to buy my half of this podcast for $1 million or more, so. Sorry, Justin.
All right. Damn it. You heard it, folks. It's no longer going to be.
It will still be the Midnight Paco podcast, but my.
How does that work? How would your half be sold and mine just broke?
That's the deal that you made. You decided. You like, I want to stun Justin.
So what,
and I want to say what I want to say. And I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Nobody's going to tell me because I'm Justin. You see my beard. My tongue is out all the time. And I'm going to blah, 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 blah.
That's your impression?
And I'm going to be like.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you. Let us know in the comments how you like my Justin impression. But
I think it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I was on point.
Yeah, man.
I feel that way sometimes.
You feel like what sometimes? Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm Justin. I don't want to give that up. I want to say what I want to say, and I don't want any money.
I mean,
I'm going to say what I want to say and be broke as fuck.
I'll take their money and say what I want to say. What do I say that's not bad? What, that's bad?
Huh?
What do I say that's bad? I think I can get money. I don't say nothing wrong.
No, I'm not saying
you. Do us people?
Wait a minute, mate.
I talk dirty sometimes, but that's not my fault.
Well, that's not what I'm saying, mate.
Subject matter gets me on it, and I like to talk a little filthy.
No, bro, listen. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
This is what I'm saying. Like,
what are you saying, mate?
Like, if somebody said, like, we want to take over your podcast, but we want you to promote our products.
Okay.
Like, even if they wanted me to put a logo in my head, I would do that. I put a logo in my head. When I look at you, you can see their product. I'll do that.
So we have dueling logos if we look at each other and talk.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, when was the last time you enjoyed the taste of smoke?
Smoke? What's smoke?
Well, I'm naming a product, but I'm not saying it. But I'm actually saying smoke.
I got where you're going with that. True. You'd have that on the side of your head.
Of course, if the price is right.
Does it erase or get taken off?
Of course it does.
Tattoo.
It's not going to be a tattoo. I mean, you know, for a couple of million, it will be a tattoo. But I'm just saying, for the sake of advertisement, when was the last time you enjoyed the taste of smoke?
I get it.
For about 20 Gs, 50 Gs or so. I'll do that. But for a tattoo, it's going to have to be a couple of M's.
Yeah, you got to raise the price on that. But I see. I can look at you and go, I like SP.
What is SP? SP. Yes. Okay, you have SP and I have smoke.
Smoke. And it's a competitor.
Yes.
But we both promote it.
We both promote it.
I like it.
Because somebody might have some Loverola. So you can have Epsby, I can have smoke, and Abalola can be right here, and nobody feels left out. Everybody, you know,
can give us money for the products. I get where you're going with that.
Absolutely, man.
I get where you're going.
Or if they'd be like, you know what? This is Midnight Paco Water. We just ran out of labels.
Yeah, we just ran out of labels.
This is Midnight Paco Water. We got our own water.
Damn.
You hear what I said? It's water.
Water.
That's what they drink on the East Coast, water.
Water.
They drink water.
What?
On the East Coast is water. On where I'm from is water. or water.
Water.
No, it's water.
Water.
Water. Where I'm from is water.
Water.
Where you're from is probably
water.
Well, you go to the doctor.
Doctor, so water.
Up top. What do you guys drink at Erie, PA?
Water.
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 Okay. So where he's from is Erie, PA, and he drinks water. So this is Midnight Paco water.
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 Not water.
Water.
The fuck?
So back to the advertisement. Yeah. Like, say if there's like, drink ear pork. Water.
It's dropping stuff.
Dropping gems. Dropping knowledge, you heard? That's what we doing on the Midnight Pocket Podcast, because that's what we do.
Yeah, man. We need to get back to the stage, because I got some shit I got to work on.
You got some things you got to work on. I got some things I want to try. Got some new things, some new material that I want to try. Damn. Be on the lookout for that. Come see me do my new material. My new things I want to try. I'm growing as a comic. For 4 years, I got some new material that I'm adding to.
I mean, I like your one bit, dog.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, you haven't been working on that.
I have not been working on it, but we will work on that. It's all in the works. It's coming. What else we got going on? Hey, it's a lot of things been going on. These planes have been falling out the sky.
Yeah, dude. Did you see that shit?
That's crazy. That's nuts,
man. People, Tony Baker posted that one clip.
Tony Baker posted it, but I also saw the clip when the plane went belly up.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It crashed in Canada, right?
In the beach? Some beach.
It crashed in Canada. Let's get our facts together.
There was all I seen, it was like, hey, by Siri, some water.
Recent plane crash.
Delta, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
I think it was Delta.
It was in Toronto. It was a Toronto plane crash footage. Toronto, let's watch it.
Oh, Lord. I can't see.
You can't see? Go ahead. I'm about to play it.
Yeah.
It's probably gonna be some advertising.
Yeah, this ain't our footage. It really makes all the effort worth it. Oh, we got advertisements, people. Dang, I can't.
Yeah.
I just seen the footage of them climbing out of the plane.
I saw it too, and I saw the dude helping the lady, and he had his hand all in her ass. Talk about he was helping.
Really? She didn't say nothing?
She was being rescued. She was probably not even thinking about that he got a handful of ass.
Oh, damn. So wrong.
Maybe this would be it. Warning, discretion. Look, see, look.
Oh, damn.
Look, it's going to land and you're going to see it turn.
Oh, yeah, it flops upside down.
Yeah, because the wing broke off and it turned over.
Oh, wow. That must be nuts inside that thing.
Oh, my goodness. If you follow all the procedures, just stay seated and you know, took the oxygen. I don't know, but
was that emergency landing though?
I don't know.
At the airport, it looked like it was.
I'm not sure. Oh, okay. It was in Toronto, but
wow.
You know what? Everybody stay prayed up, mm-hmm. And you know, prayers go out to the family, and I wish everybody that was injured a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
And that's physical and mentally, because you're probably going to dream about that, because I haven't been in any accidents, but I'm often dreaming about situations on the road that I can't control.
Really? Yeah. It sucks when you can't control shit.
Well, in your dream, and sometimes I'm like, I'm dreaming that I'm driving and I can't wake up.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Like, I'm driving, and then I go to sleep, and I'm just gone. Like,
yeah. Actually, I've had that. And then you go off the road, and it's like you're in your car, but you're just hitting shit, dude. Yeah,
well, it's like for me and my dreams, it's like, I'm driving, and even though I see I'm asleep, I'm about to hit something, and then I wake up. But it's just like, that's you know, that's a dangerous situation, and plus actually going and being involved in it, I'm sure that plays over and over in your mind. Even though if you're okay or if you're on the mend, you could freak yourself out about what could have happened and things like that. And that's a traumatic thing to happen.
These airplanes,
it's something going on. Just pay attention, stay prayed up. Just be aware of everything that's going on. Don't just take everything as a coincidence. Just pay attention to what's going on in the world, because that's what? Third, fourth?
I think it's elite. Is it the third or fourth?
You had the
dude. Wow. Yeah. I don't be paying attention to nothing, man.
And I wish only I was reason, that way.
Only reason why I seen this one was because Tony Baker, that I follow, which is a comedian, you know, posted it.
Shout out to Tony Baker.
And he was like, "I gotta fly, and it's gotta be Delta." No, because he has a flight. He had to leave, you know, take or whatever.
Oh man.
And it happened to be Delta.
Oh.
Yeah. He was like, "Oh yikes, man, yeah, dude." So it's like, you think about that. That's our whole life if we do comedy is travel.
Yes.
For the most part. You know what I mean? Not always on the plane, depending on where you're going. And that's why,
you know, I've been a lot of places. With my comedy, I've been to the Kinsman Islands. I've been to the Mount of Union. I've been to...
Nope, you ain't been to none of those places.
Who? I've been to the Kinsman.
Where?
Kinsman Avenue. I've been there. What is he talking about? I've been to the Mountain Union. I've been to Union. I've been to Kinsman, and I've been to the Buccaneers areas too. I've been to Buckeye. You know, I've been all over Cleveland, you know. And where I'm at on the Problems of Euclid, I've been there too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the Problems of Euclid right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been to the Cuyahoga Falls, too. The Falls of Cuyahoga. I've been there, too. I've traveled everywhere.
Those are distances all over Cleveland.
Yes, I've traveled those places.
No planes required.
No planes required.
He flew in Ghost. No, the Pearl.
The Black Pearl, yeah, and Ghost.
And Ghost.
Yes.
And Ghost.
Those are the vehicles that, they might think the Ghost is that other airline.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah. No.
Yes.
Not that one.
No, but
different.
Yeah, but so far the places we've been able to be on four wheels.
Yeah, thank the Lord. Yeah, we'll continue that. But even that's more dangerous most of the time, dude. Every morning I see assholes on the road who think this is my safe place and I'm in charge and I can do what I want. And I want to ram them so bad, but I don't.
Well, you know, to be honest
just
with
today,
you.
Traveling.
Traveling today and every day. You see United States fart champions on the road all the time.
All the time.
They're, they do silly things. And,
like,
you know.
Ride your ass.
Well, that's crazy. You know what? Stick to the rules of all four wheels. If you can't see all four wheels, then you're too close. Come on, people. Let's use common sense. The best thing to combat any natural element such as wind, high wind, rain, snow, is slow down.
Distance.
Down and distance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just slow down. To all of my young hotshots that loves those rear wheel drives.
Sliding all over the place.
All my Hellcat drivers, the cars are awesome. The Challenge is awesome. All you Durangos with the Hemis and all that stuff, awesome vehicles, but not for the wintertime.
Yeah,
you know, slow down.
Yeah,
you know, drive safely, be safely. You know, get your following distance and things like that. And just, you know, I don't know why people just don't acknowledge and respect people's intentions.
It's, oh, well, yeah.
You know, in a four wheel. You're like asking for permission. Can I get over? You mind if I get over? Hi, can I get... let me over, please.
Excuse me.
You mind if I get over?
Tick, 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 tick. You see my blinker?
Yeah, but most people are like, hell no, you ain't getting a fuck that.
Yep.
I have an alter ego.
Yeah.
It's a semi, right? And I say it all the time on stage. When you see my blinker, buddy, I'm not asking for permission. I'm letting you know I get over. I'm getting over. So just either make room, get crushed, fall back. It's completely up to you what you want to do. I'm coming over. I'm coming slowly. The fact that you're blowing your horn.
So bad. Doesn't affect it, huh?
My horn's louder. So we're going to have a horn blowing contest. I'm going to win. I'm not asking for permission. When you see a blinker on any semi, we are not asking for permission.
Yeah, but don't be a dick.
It's not about being a dick.
But if they're not letting you over, then you, yeah.
No, they don't have an option, sir.
Okay.
There's no option. What do you mean they're not letting me over? I'm coming over.
Okay.
You have a choice.
I know.
When you see a 70-ton...
I see.
53...
I get it.
But hold on.
What's 53?
No. 14... foot high plus 3 inches, hunk of steel coming towards you.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice.
Optimus Prime don't give a fuck.
You do not have a choice. Talk about if they're not letting you over.
Huh? What? What else? I'm just saying. That's those assholes that just move over. It's like, okay, bitch, I'll let you over. Don't just fucking.
You're not letting me over. I'm coming over. You're making an executive decision to get smashed or get the hell out the way.
Fuck your blind spot.
It's going to stand up in court.
No.
I can't see.
What car?
What car? I hit who? What time?
That doesn't work because there was a car one time I was in a truck. It was in a box truck. You know.
Box truck.
Class B.
Box truck.
Either way.
Box truck.
This person was right behind me. I didn't see him and I was backing up and I bumped into him, but it was my fault because I backed into him. And I couldn't see him on no mirrors because they were all the way up on my shit.
Wow.
I mean, they ended up, you know.
Were you on the road?
It was over there on...
Was it a road or a parking lot? I don't want to know where it is.
No, it was a road.
It was a road?
Yeah, because I couldn't see the yellow line.
Now you comparing backing up to getting over?
I'm saying that because they were in my blind spot.
Yeah, but we don't back up on roads.
Oh.
No. What happens is... And that's another thing, party people.
I know.
Hold on. I got to say this, man. The lines on the street are there for a reason, vehicles.
I'm terrible.
You know how many times people got to back up because they're not behind the white lines?
Oh, yeah.
If I'm making a turn.
Yeah. And
you're here.
Yeah.
The line is back there. It's back there for a reason. So I can make my turn. So it's been many a times that I'm turning. And these people in their cars are like
sticking out, yeah,
or they're
over the line.
I can't back up. I'm not backing up.
Yeah.
So if they're not backing up, I just simply pop my brakes.
Yep.
And I look at them like, "What you gonna do? I'm not backing up."
Yeah.
So I backed. You know, it's been situations where cars, at least six. Backed up so I can make my turn.
Oh, yeah.
Stay behind the white line.
Yeah, no, people don't care.
Well, they're going to care.
I mean, yeah, it's stalemate.
They're going to care when they see a semi coming towards them. They start to care a little bit, Jay.
I used to love it because I used to drive a school bus, boy, and I used to know how I can make them turns, and I used to whip that bitch, and they used to look at me like I'm about to hit them, and it just comes smooth around.
But they got
to
care about something, Jay.
I know.
You know.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't, man, because in their minds, they're like, oh, they don't think they're going to die if they get ran over by a fucking semi. They think, oh, I'm going to sue.
That's fine, but you got to live through it.
I get it.
I mean, I don't see the joy in suing if I'm going to be tore up and I won't be able to enjoy the life.
If
I'm going to have a low quality of life, what is the purpose of suing?
I agree.
You're going to get a lot of money. You're going to be able to buy a nice house or a nice car. But if you're not going to be able to drive it or enjoy it, what's the purpose?
Same thing with road rage. I get it.
Yeah, road rage is stupid too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You drive a person that far where they smash your shit off and you fucking flip over. Tell me that hasn't happened in life. I'm not saying we've done it. I'm just saying you ain't telling me somebody has fucking smashed somebody's whip up and they've been flipped over.
I don't know. I'm sure.
I guarantee that shit's happened. People have been shot at.
Oh, that's crazy.
So I know.
Yeah, people.
I know
people with their tempers around. And their gun violence, and it's like, I mean, you know, I know you. I know you have to protect yourself.
I get it.
But if you know you are a hothead,
yeah, you shouldn't carry.
You should not carry a weapon.
Mm-mm.
if you feel like when you get mad,
you need to use it,
and you going just because of a traffic thing, you don't need a gun, you know.
No,
guns are for zombies.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, people will push you to a limit where you want to ram them off the road. Not so. I mean, even today, I was fine in a decent mood because I really wasn't driving, and I know how to handle people on my ass because I just either kindly get out of the way because I'm like, whatever, maybe I am going slow, or I slow down a little bit, or I start to brake. You know what I mean? It depends on the mood.
You know
I'm
what?
In.
You know what? That's you know, you mentioned that, but just think about when we're the most upset with drivers. What pisses off the most is someone going slow.
Oh, I get it.
That's it. The person is going slow and it makes you so angry.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're in a hurry.
And a hurry for what?
Oh, I get it.
Think about all those people who are in so much of a hurry. They are in an accident, so they're in a hurry to get to a place, but now that they wipe out, they're not going to get there any faster than nothing.
Yep.
They're going to be actually late or may not even make it at all.
Oh, yeah.
So just slow down.
I've seen people, it was probably about a couple months ago, we were heading up towards the area and it was snowing out. And just for like, I think we talked about it on the one podcast, but it was like for a stretch of maybe, I want to say 10 minutes. It was just constant fucking snow, dude. But we in that 10-minute period, we seen at least 5 to 6 cars off of the road. Like in the middle or off the other side because they were speeding and, you know, tried to go around somebody and went off into the gut. And two of them had to have been passing each other because two of them went off by each other. You know what I mean? So it's,
you know,
like,
whenever we get a snow or the first snow, you see a lot of that here in Cleveland, Ohio, in the Ohio area. You see a lot of people off the road, or you see a lot of people like off the road and facing the other direction, or you see people that came down from somewhere else and they're in a medium or they're stuck, and it's just like, I even wanted to be like, I wanted to get out my car and ask them, how did this happen?
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
Yeah.
Like, I see that you're facing the other direction of traffic. How did you get in this position, and what were you thinking when it happened?
Although, just the other day, this guy I work with came in and said, on his way to work, he was going, and a truck was next to him, and he don't know if it was the wind or whatever, but all of a sudden, his car just kind of slid off and, like, started, like, doing this type of shit, 360s.
Yeah.
And he spun around. He was like, luckily, no cars hit him. But he went from one side, he turned and like came back around, almost like a boomerang effect.
Yeah, that's, you know what, without even knowing him or his car, it sounds like it was a rear wheel drive with bad tires.
Yeah, right.
And you were going entirely too fast. That's how that happened.
I don't know.
I'm going to say that for there. 500.
I wasn't there, but all I know is he made it to work. Kudos.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, a lot of times when we see accidents happen, a lot of times with semis, I see them on the road or I see them off on a medium, and you know, people, you can say what you want, but you know, in my mind, several things could have happened. The driver could have been sleepy.
That's number one, man.
Or he could have been texting.
Yeah, maybe that.
Watching YouTube or something on social media, wasn't paying attention.
Booty.
Or he did that to possibly save a family.
What? Oh, stop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I planned in my mind a million times if it was between me and because a stupid driver cut me off and I was going to slam into them, I would flip my truck to save that family versus me killing everybody in that car.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because I'll be okay. I might have a broken collarbone from the
seatbelt
or something like that, but I'll be fine. Or the truck will be fine. It'll be damaged to the truck, but, you know, you never know, because when you see those trucks on the side of the road, they could have did that to save a family or someone's life.
Possibly.
and you seeing the after effects, and the car that actually caused the accident
gone, nowhere even sight,
nowhere to be sight.
Yep, they didn't even become part of it because they just cut them off and kept going.
Cut them off and kept going, or they saw, realized what they did, and said, "Oh shucks."
Yeah.
You know, the panic flee.
You ain't gonna catch me.
Right, it's the panic flee. But, you know, and, you know, hey, we got cameras now. A lot of the company trucks, they got cameras. Mm. I agree with the traffic cameras. I don't agree with you watching me.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then, you know, you're watching me, and then you're gonna coach me on how I could be a better driver. And in my opinion, if you don't have 10 years plus with no marks, if you're just a regular driver, and I'm a Class A driver, and you never drove professionally, and you don't have 10 years plus with no marks, you and I have nothing to talk about. There's nothing you could tell me. Nothing.
Right.
You could tell me. So it's like, I guess that my whole point is just slow down. You can slow down and drive for the rest of your life. But if you're going fast, you have one time to make a bad decision.
You ain't even lying, dude.
And it could be a wrap. Just slow down out there, guys, for that. Yeah. Hey, everybody in Justin's family, you know, if Justin don't want to tell you, you can make a clip of this, Jay. All right? Everybody in Erie, it's Midnight Paco Presents. Show up and show out. This is going to be a dynamite show.
It's going to be fun.
You're
going to
come and laugh. It's going to be a great environment. We're going to show you how Cleveland do it. Hey, and all Erie PA comics, too, hit us up. Hit us up. Let us know where we could find you, where we could see you. Hey, we want to meet you, too. Come and see the show. Come laugh with us. Come be a part of the Midnight Paco movement if you're one of the comics in the Erie, PA area. Look, you know, hit us up.
Yeah, I reached out to a couple, you know, about, you know, getting up there, but the open mics are nights that we're out, you know, working and stuff, so it's hard to get up there. But no, that'd be dope if they came to the shows.
It's like, hard to believe. You told me that Monday was the night for open mic, but it's just hard to believe that Monday is the only night that they got open mic comedy.
No, but that's one night that I've seen, and I, you know, it's like you see, there ain't no like spots. You know, I'm sure there's more bars and everything up there. You know, but you know, the comedy scene ain't.
I don't
bumping
know.
That I know about.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm hoping they come out. You know, we can meet some people and, you know, go from there. Maybe get some on the show, but we'll see what happens.
Absolutely.
We already got lineups scheduled, so, you know,
Hey, Erie PA, hey, be on the lookout. We're gonna definitely look. I'm claiming him. I know he's from Erie, but he's working out in the land. This is where he got his chops from, and we're gonna be. We're going to have a pipeline from Cleveland to Erie, PA.
Yeah, for sure.
Come rock with us. Come have fun. Get your enjoyment on. Get your laugh on. And come hang out with us.
Yeah, I can't wait, man.
So I'm excited.
We got 2 months, man. It's going to be some planning and promoting. So
yeah,
we're going to get it in, dog. Hopefully it goes smooth. And like I said, if it does and it goes good, we'll see, you know, about future shows and like timing-wise and how everything works out.
Yeah,
you know,
Don, we're going to need your help.
Yeah.
We're going to need your help. Hey, Bobby, we're going to need your help. Hey, Justin, we're going to need your help. Kelly, we're going to need your help.
Naming everybody in the fam.
Yeah, we're going to need your help.
Yeah, Jason.
To promote this.
Because
Jason,
we got work to do.
That's right. I'm leaving out
Macho. Oh, he got... Speaking of Macho, my buddy Macho, he tried to comment on our video.
What?
What did he put the first one? Stinky booty. I think he got to put stinky booty or dirty booty.
Maybe stinky is the word.
No, he put dirty booty and it got flagged. And so he got a mark on TikTok. And so he put stinky bottom.
Still got flagged.
Still got flagged.
What the?
On two comments.
I'm missing the younger sister.
Lindsay.
Lindsay, we need your help.
I mean, she's not up in Erie, though.
Where is she?
She's down by Pittsburgh.
Well, she's coming to the show.
And she better come. Yeah, Lindsay. No, I can't wait, dog. It's going to be fun.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Shout out to Macho. Shout out to Andre.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody making this stuff happen.
Yeah.
Worldwide. You know, our subscribers are going up.
Yeah, you know what? Shout out to everybody that's subscribing in worldwide.
Hey, man, I'm so excited about the nominee.
Oh, yeah,
that's
man.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, it was dope.
I wonder who started the trend.
I don't
we
know.
We have some good people out there finally looking at us.
Thank you for whoever put the name in there for Midnight Paco. You know what? To be honest with you, Jay, I've been all around the city, and I've been seeing a lot of people wearing these shirts, and I wonder who it is myself. Who are these Midnight Papa Tacos?
And who are the Papa Tacos?
Rockin' Jock and Taco.
Who are these guys? Which one's Midnight?
Who's
Which
Midnight
one's
and who's Paco? Who's Paco? Who's Midnight?
Killer.
Who's Paco Taco?
Straight killer.
Who's Rockin' Taco Taco Paco?
All them.
All of them. You know what? Shout out to all of them.
Shout out to all them.
Shout out to Paco. Shout out to Midnight. Shout out to Rockin' Papa Taco. Crockle Taco Paco.
He losing his shit now, y'all.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm back. Yeah. But whoever nominated us, you know.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Yes, thank you.
I wonder how many people had to do it to get us on there. It had to be at least three.
At least probably like one. Nobody.
It couldn't be one.
And he probably was like, podcast in Ohio.
This guy's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Papa Taco. Who
yeah,
are they?
But you know what? How many people mess it up? So I'm glad they wrote it correctly.
Yeah.
And that this didn't come up there, the Poppin' Taco.
But you know what? Shout out to everybody that's been represented. Shout out to everybody that's got our merch.
Yeah.
That's been rocking our merch on stage.
Yeah.
We see you and we appreciate
yeah,
you. Thank
I see
you very
posting
much.
And videos. Yes. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah,
awesome.
Shout out to everybody that's wearing our merchandise. Hey, we got merchandise. Thanks for all the support. Thanks for everybody that bought a piece of merchandise. We really appreciate that. Thank you very much, everyone.
We're going to get this flyer out, getting this baby rocking, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Operation Pack House Erie.
We have to pack Erie. The Sea Wolves. We're going to be at the Sea Wolves Stadium.
Yeah.
And that is a minor league team of...
The Detroit Tigers.
The Detroit Tigers in Erie, PA. You know what?
I tried out on that exact field.
Did you?
Yep.
Okay, yep. That's where you tried. Did it look like that when you tried out?
No, not as good, but it was, I mean, they've upgraded it since then. It was still nice at the yeah. time, but yeah, they definitely did some upgrades since then.
So everybody that's in the Cleveland, Ohio area, you know the Captain Stadium? It's the minor league team, I don't know for where, yeah. but here yeah. in, you know, the Captain. So where our venue is going to be like equivalent to that, you know. So come and show out. It will be parking...
Yeah, they got parking garages and
parking
stuff.
Parking garages. Man. I don't know. From my understanding, I don't know for sure. Don't hold me to it. From my understanding, it's not going to be as expensive as Cleveland.
Prices are cheap is what in Erie. So.
Really?
I wouldn't think no more than $5, but.
I hope not.
I can't. You know, don't quote
yeah,
me.
We can't
either
make
way,
it.
Either way, there's free parking on the streets and everything.
After
6 o'clock, yeah.
After
so.
6 o'clock. So, and I'm anticipating that the weather will be a lot better than it is now.
So, yeah.
You know, come on down. It's going to be 21 and over.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cash bar. We're going to have food there. It's going to be a good time.
Great lineup.
Come on down. Great lineup. It's going to be funny. You're going to laugh. Come and kick it with us at Midnight Paco Podcast. If you got your t-shirts, wear them. He'll take a picture with you.
Yeah, all day.
I would too.
You better, dog. Part of it.
Of course I would, man. Yeah. I ain't funny acting.
Yeah. I know.
I'm friendly. Yeah, I ain't funny acting at all. If you see me out, say hi. I'll say hi.
I'd be waiting for people to come up to me at the gym, like, because I'd be wearing the shirts all the time, man. Yeah. I'm waiting for them, like, is this you?
You know what? Hey, I'm Midnight.
But they don't do it.
I'm Midnight Paco wherever I go. So.
I am. I'm rocking an advertisement every day.
This is the advertisement right here.
Well, I get
see
it.
See this?
Yeah, but they don't know. So I wear these.
You wear one of these?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Hey, so where can they find you at, Jay?
Hey, everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CORE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Yes, please hit the like, subscribe. Notifications, everybody. Keep it going, baby. We're trying to get these subscribers up, man. We love everybody now. We would love to see everybody join the party. You know what I'm saying? Peace out.
Midnight Paco Podcast.